verses 1 through verses number 11. Amen. Share a thought. We felt like the Lord have us to share with you tonight. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse number 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight in itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, and hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even as your mercy to David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways, amen, higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For the rain cometh down the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud. Yea, it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, amen. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that whereunto which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Father, we thank you, Lord of God. Touch your own heart, touch your own lives. God, help us to proclaim, God, the truth of this text in a way, oh Lord, that might touch our heart, encourage your soul, and help us to see and realize, God, what you've done, Father. God, how important your word is to us in our life and what we need in our life today. Father, we ask that you reach down. God, touch them on heart, touch them on lives, touch them on soul. God, do what needs to be done. Father, we ask this in our name we pray. Amen and amen. We see here in this passage of Scripture, amen, that God is speaking to the prophet Isaiah. He's speaking to the nation of Israel. He's speaking of the time when God will allow his people, amen, to come back to the promised land, or come back to the land of Jerusalem, the land that God had promised them. And he was showing that penitent prayer here in chapter 55. He began to talk about it. I like what he says, and incline your ear. Come unto me, and hear, and your soul shall live. Amen. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even as your mercy to David. Verse 6, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his soul, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. To our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8 says this, I like thee, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my way, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Every many times we try to figure God's way out, but I'm glad his thoughts are far above our thoughts. His ways are far above our ways. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we just got to trust in him all. How they created heaven and earth. Here Isaiah was speaking to the nation of Israel. They went through some hard times. And God had chastened them, allowed them to go in to bondage for 70 years. Amen. God had promised him that after 70 years he would revisit them and replant them, and he did. Oh, there's coming a day of the nation of Israel. Amen. Will receive gladly what God promised them, something they had not received yet. And he Isaiah speaking of that day. I like what he said. Sometimes we have a lot of feeble folks who may disagree with what God's going to do to the nation of Israel. Amen. And that's your choice. Honey, I believe God is still going to allow the nation of Israel, amen, to accept the promise in the land, amen, that He promised to them. Amen, one day He will set His rule, and reign there in Jerusalem. He will gather the house of the children of Israel together one day and give them that that He promised them. Boy, you say, preacher, I just don't believe that. Amen, our thoughts, amen, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. You may not understand it. We may not understand about God. But one thing for sure, He knows what He's doing. And He is trustworthy. He is faithful. And He is able. And He will keep His promise. Where I want to go to tonight is verse 10, verse 11. For the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper anything whereto I send it. Amen. I began to look at that this morning and I began to contemplate upon those two verses. We see a beautiful analogy. Amen. And God is showing through us through the prophet Isaiah. He's speaking as something that we all know. He's talking about the rain that cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, then they give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He's speaking of a natural event, amen, that we've witnessed many times over. It is the rain. It is the snow that comes down from heaven, Brother Randall. First of all, we see the source, amen, of what God does. He is the one that sends the rain. He is the one, amen, that sends the hail. He is the one that sends the snow, amen, to come down, amen, water this earth, amen, bring life to those seeds that have been planted. Then my blood forth and bring forth life. Thank God, I'm so glad. Thank God that He is the source of life. He is the source of that rain. He is the source of that snow. But thank God, we also see verse 11. And even so, it's my word that cometh down. It is the word of God. Amen. It gives life to you and I. It is the word of God that helps us. It makes a difference upon this world. Just that God sent the rain, sent the snow to do what He intended to do, and it does just that. Even so, since He sent His word down to where He needed to go to do what He chooses and bids it to do. Notice a few things. First of all, we see, amen, the source, amen, of what comes from above. The source of that rain. Look what He said in verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven. Amen. It is the source, amen, of where it comes from. It is that He sends from heaven. Then we see in verse 11. So much shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. The source of the rain, the source of His word, it comes from God. It don't matter, amen, what this one says. It don't matter what the, amen, the president of our nation may say. It don't matter what the philosophers may say. It don't matter, Brother Randy, what the atheists may claim. Thank God, I'm glad. The source of life, the source of what we need, don't come from Washington. It don't come from mankind. But thank God, it comes from the God of all God, the King of all kings, the one who spoke this world in existence, the one who bring the world into mankind. Thank God, He is the source of what we need. You're looking what you need, meaning where? This is a wonderful place called heaven. Precious God of all God, then you're looking for the wrong place.
Help us to understand what we need, amen, to be able to go through this life. What we need to be able to overcome the sins of life. What we need to be able to overcome the troubles and trials of life. Brother Reno, come with the precious Word of God. Thank God it was the Word of God. And it made me realize I was lost and on my way to hell. It was the Word of God. And it spoke life into me. He said that all the will come, just like he said in his verse. Whosoever will, whosoever's thirsty, let him come. Oh, to take that water of life. It is source that we need to look to. Can I say today what you need is going to come from the precious Word of God. What you need, amen, what we need, Brother Randall, is going to come from heaven above. It is that rain that gives us and blesses this, the things of this world today, the trees and the grasses and that that needs to grow. God send it down from heaven to do what needs to be done. Amen. I'm always amazed. Amen. When I sit down and see the rain, I begin to fall. And the rain begins to do the earth. Amen. Just a few days later, you see, having my right garden time, you see the plants begin to come up out of the ground. You say, preacher, it is God. Amen. He allowed that rain to come from above. Amen. Amen. Watch the weather. I was planning that it might come forth and bring forth life. Even so, thou says, shall my word be. See, not only the source, but we see the supply. Sometimes, Brother Andrew, we may go through dry periods of life. Amen. They say in the last few months we've been in a drought here in Jackson County. Drought comes when you don't see as much rain as you need. Oh, but when that rain does come, you see begin to see the effects of it, the supply of it. Sometimes, hey man, we may not hear, or sometimes we may be going through times in life. Some of the rain will seem like we just can't hear from God. But that don't mean He ain't speaking. That don't mean He ain't fixing to send the deluge of His word to your heart. And while your heart in the midst of a trying time, in the midst of a hard time, and give you words of hope, and give you words of help, and give you words of encouragement, right when you need. Thank God, I'm glad that's the way the Word of God is. God knows when to send the message, Brother Randall. God knows when to send the word that we need to hear. It is just the right time that God chooses to do that, that helps us in the midst maybe of a dry time. It is a supply. Amen. We may go through some dry times. Oh, but just hang in there. God's going to send the rain. Oh, hang in there. God's going to send the showers. God's going to send what we need. Amen. It's going to accomplish that work to our sinners. Amen. I'm glad. And the rain, the snow that God sent down. Amen. To do what he does. He gives that supply from the heavenly source. Amen. To give us the sustenance for that we need in life. Look what it said again. He said, even so shall my word be going forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Oh, but it shall accomplish. Now like that. Brother Randall can testify, and Brother Brian can testify what I'm fixing to say. Many times, Brother Randall, I've had to, hey, man, I put my trust in that fact. Oh, seem like we preach the Word of God. Seem like the message, hey, we may share, we may preach. I may fall on deaf ears. I seem like it don't go nowhere. But thank God, I'm glad the promise that He made there. My word, hey, man, shall go. Hey, man, where I sit, it'll accomplish. I'm glad that I'm sitting there. I'm going to run. All we got to do is preach the Word. Hey, man, let God take that word and send it where it needs to go and do what it needs to do. Many times I've had to rely upon that great promise, this passage of Scripture right here. many times a life came in preaching, wasn't going nowhere, wasn't doing nothing. Oh, I'm glad. Thank God I considered the source. I considered the supply. Thank God I considered how heavy what God had sent it to do, how that He would accomplish, amen, that He sent it to do. Youth illustration, one time God showed it to me. It's like this. God spoke to David when he went before Goliath. Everybody knows the story that Saul came and gave him the armor and he put it on. The Bible said that David shook himself. He said, I can't do this. He said, I've not proved. This is not who I am. This is not what I need. Amen, David, look. Amen, to what God had already provided for him. He went down to that brook. Amen, the Bible said it took him 5 smooth stones. Amen, when he went out to Goliath, amen, that old giant began to mock him. Began to make fun of him. Why should you, amen, just a little old lad come before me? Amen, accomplish. Amen, soldier. What do you think is going to happen? David said, listen, I know what's going to happen. He said, my God, have him to deliver the bear and the lion into my hand. He's the same God. I'm just going to deliver you into my hand this day. Why? David knew what was fixing to happen. David had confidence in the source. David had confidence in the supply. Thank God David had confidence in what God was fixing to do. Amen. Instead of David took that sling, took one of those stones out of his pouch, put that thing in his sling. Brother Randall, he began to sling that thing around his head. I'm assuming, I'm sure that's where slings work back in the biblical times, it's the way they work today, I guess. But he took that sling and began to get that thing whirl around his head. Amen. He got ready, reached down, and amen, after he whirled around his head a few times, he let that sling go. And when that rock left, I like this. Amen. When that rock left that sling, it was David's responsibility to put that rock into that sling. It was David's responsibility, amen, that they give it a twirl or two. It was David's responsibility to let that rock fly. Over Brother Randall, when that rock left that sling, it wasn't David's responsibility anymore. Amen. It was God's responsibility to take that rock, amen, and put it right where it needed to be, right in the forehead of that giant. That's what he's talking about. It's God's will. Amen. It'll send that word. Amen. Let it do what he sent it to do and accomplish what he wants it to accomplish. Brother Randall, Brother Brian, all I got to do is preach the word. All I got to do is let that rock fly. All I got to do, amen, is reach down and grab what God's given to us to share. Amen, let it go forth from our mouth. Amen, once it goes forth from our mouth, it's God's responsibility to take His word, amen, and send it where it needs to go, and accomplish what He needs to do. What a blessed hope. What a blessed promise. The preacher, I can't do much. Oh, you ain't got to do much. All you got to do, amen, is pay attention to the source. All you got to do is reach down to that supply. All we got to do is share the word of God with some lost soul. Share what God has done for us. Share the plan of salvation with somebody along the way. Hey, what we share, what God has given us from the source. Thank God, and God will take that testimony. God will take that witnessing. God will take that word, and He'll put it right where it needs to go. Pinpoint it right to the right heart. They need to hear it. Amen. It'll accomplish what God sent it to do. Brother Ryan, I'm always amazed. Many years of ministry I've been into, and I've Brother can probably, Brother Brian shared the same thing. In years of ministry, the Lord has allowed us to claim the promise of Isaiah chapter number 1, verse number 10 and 11. Isaiah, our God has given us all opportunity to share. Hey man, you just send the word out. Now send it to where it needs to go. Now accomplish what needs to be done with that word. People have come to me, folks that I never knew, might have been in the pool or been in the congregation, folks that I never knew, amen, that might have been listening, amen, as we preached the Word of God. Oh, they would come up to me. Many times I've had many come up to me and say, "Preacher, I don't know if you remember this, but you remember that message so-and-so time, amen, that you preached to me. Amen, God sent it straight to me, and it changed my life. It wasn't nothing I'd done. It was that word that God gave to me, and that God took when it left our mouth and left our heart. Heaven sent it to that heart that needed to be touched. Changed that life that needed to be changed. Preach the word. That's all we got to do. Share the word. How many times, brother? Hey, amen, man. You may not have a few there educated. I've been in time. Hey, it wasn't nobody. But just a few folks in the congregation. But God kept telling. Preach the word anyway. You see, God that gives the increase. God that takes His word. Hey, amen. That comes from above. Came in to do what needs to be done. Paul tells in 1 Thessalonians, I believe it is chapter number 2, verse number 13, told the church of Thessalonica this. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. You see, the church of Thessalonica, amen, they received the word that Paul preached to them. But the Bible says here, Paul said, I thank you that when you heard the word that was spoken to us and spoken of us, amen, the Bible said, amen, you, amen, realize the source that word come from. It wasn't the words of men. It wasn't the word of Paul. But he said it was the word of God. Amen, he spoke to you. Amen, through the vessel, through the messenger Paul. Amen, it was truly the message that come straight from the throne room of glory, straight from the sword. And brother, Ryan, when we preach that, that God put to their heart, amen, thank God for those individuals. They received it just like the church did. Not Mark and Randall, not Mark and Brother Brian, not Mark and Joe, but the need and truth of what it is. Amen, straight from the source of God. And he said it is that word that she received, not the words of men, but the words of God. Church, that is the power of the word of God. Amen. And God can take a vessel like me. God can take a vessel like Brother Randall, Brother Brian. Amen. Somebody. Amen. A lot of folks may not think much of us, but can take us and use us. Speak to us. And the word that comes from the very source. Amen. To touch our changed lives. It is that word. He said this. You receive not the words of men, but that is indeed in truth the words of God, which both also worketh effectually in you that believe. See, the Bible said in verse number 11, he said, I'll send it where I need to go. Also, it shall accomplish whereunto that I want it to accomplish. In other words, what he simply say, it'll do what Paul said to the church of Thessalonica. It is the word of God that effectually works in you. You see, that is the power of God's word. It combats sin. Not only combats sin, amen, it gives us what we need. Amen, to be able to grow as a child of God. Amen, it gives us also what we need to be able to conform us to the very image of Christ. That is the Word of God that makes a difference. But, friend, well, I'm so glad that one day, as an 8-year-old boy, South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, thank God the Word of God was preached by the man of God. I received it and treated it for what it was. It was the Word that came down from the very God of heaven. Thank God that Word spoke life into my soul. That Word, hey man, that day convicted my heart, Brother Brian, let me realize I was lost and on my way to hell. And by faith I received that Word. Thank God it done the work in my life, the work of salvation. Of that day it also continued to work each and every day of my life. Amen. As I let it work. That's why, church, it is important to look into the Word of God. It is important to study the Word of God. It is important to realize what we need every day, amen, to maintain the life that we have, and to be able to show forth the life of Jesus Christ. It is the Word of God, amen, to speak in us and through us, and to make a difference that others may see Christ in us. A beacon of the power of God's precious Word. Oh, like Brother Berman Cape, I wish I knew the song. What to learn it one day. You take that old Bible and you sing that old song about the Bible, about the love and what that Bible meant to him. I've seen him take that Bible and caress that thing deep in his chest. You could tell him to leave every word in his song. Oh, because the Word of God was so precious. Help us to understand how precious the Word of God is. Amen. Precious because of His source. Precious because of His supply. Precious because of His strength. And precious because of what God does through it. It'll change your life. It'll touch hearts. It'll give us what we stand in need of each and every day. Amen. To come give us a song. Every head bowed. Father, we thank you, the Lord of God. Lord, may you touch upon hearts. Lord, may you touch upon lives. Lord, may you touch upon souls. Father, I pray that the Word